Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Logan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Howie Goss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Leppert. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harvey Haddix. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Harvey Haddix. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rick Hershuer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moorhead. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bob Moorhead. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Verdon moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Canizaro for a passed ball. Verdon moves to third. Grote moves to second. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner strikes out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verdon scores. Grote scores. It's 2-0, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive towards the mound. Haddix reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Logan goes all the way around to score. Haddix moves to second. It's 3-0, Pirates. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verdun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Logan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Rick Hershuer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershuer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a pop-up towards third. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead strikes out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal strikes out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Christopher moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski strikes out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a pop-up towards first. Hershuer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-1 in the game. Goss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goss. The throw from Canizaro and he is safe. Goss steals second. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0-for-1 in the game. Leppert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Hershuer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershuer is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershuer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdun. Hershuer reaches second base with a double. Hickman moves to third. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Logan fields it and throws to first for the out. Hickman scores. Hershuer moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Pirates. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Canizaro strikes out. Two outs. Bob Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0 for 1 in the game. Moorhead strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haddix hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verdun hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 2 in the game. Groat hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a pop-up towards third. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal hits a pop-up towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mantilla moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Logan takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to second. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goss hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Canizaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. the Mets will come to bat. Rick Hershuer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershuer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hershuer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cannell takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Chris Canizaro. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman pinch hits for Bob Moorhead. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Devault now pitching. Choo Choo Coleman now catching. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0-for-2 in the game. Leppert hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Pirates. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haddix hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-3 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Logan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-3 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mantilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neal moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-3 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hershuer scoops it up and throws to first, with Devault covering, for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roberto Clemente now playing right field. Howie Goss now playing left field. Rick Hershuer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershuer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hershuer hits a fly ball into left field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cannell strikes out. Two outs. Joe Pignatano pinch hits for Ray Devault. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Joe Pignatano now catching. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goss strikes out. Two outs. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Leppert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn pinch hits for Bob Miller. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn moves to second. Roy Face now pitching. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Neal is called out on strikes. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Christopher moves to second. It's 4-2, Pirates. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Throneberry pinch hits for Jim Hickman. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Throneberry hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.